Let's take a look at the cash grain market on this Thursday afternoon. On the phone line with us is Matt Bennett. He's at TGM in Windsor, Illinois. Good afternoon. Merry Christmas to you, man.
Yep, Merry Christmas to you, Todd.
Well, as you said, just as we were coming on, the market's not making it as merry a Christmas as you hoped. What do you see?
Well, it's, obviously there's a few people that are on the sidelines right now, and then the people that aren't on the sidelines have beat us up pretty hard. I mean, from the high on Monday, we've dropped a dollar in beans this week, so it's been an interesting week. And I think, whenever you come in today and you see exports being pretty abysmal on beans or on corn and, beans, they weren't quite as good as what they have been. It did set the tone for a pretty rough day.
It's a rough day. Will you expect continuation? And it is at all, as Dan Zwicker pointed to earlier in the cast, part of the fiscal cliff and kind of the chicken game they're playing Washington, D.C.?
I totally agree with that synopsis. I think that there's a lot of people that are awfully worried to put their money in anything right now and have a whole lot of confidence until they figure out exactly where we're going with this thing. So I don't know that there's going to be a whole lot of guys. There won't be any new money coming in by any means as far as I'm concerned. And so, after the first year, maybe everything will shake out, and I sure hope the weakness subsides until then.
Any reason for a producer to get on the high horse and make some sales today or this week other than tax reasons?
On the cash, it's completely up to them. Most of my guys are down to gambling bushels. If they haven't gotten down to those levels, they're still profitable levels historically. It just all comes down to the producer's individual situation.
And your bids for the day?
$6.99 on cash corn, $5.78 on fall, $14.09 on cash beans, $12.60 on fall.
Thanks so much, Matt.
Thank you.
Matt Bennett is with TGM. He's in Windsor, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Thursday afternoon. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. We'll talk with meteorologist Pete Levitt about the agricultural weather forecast.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.